Welcome to Success on Your Terms. The mission of this podcast is simple: to share incredible stories from mission-led business owners and give you the strategies, skills, and thinking tools to create the life you want and success on your terms. Welcome, Katie Colella. How are you?
Thank you for having me, Nasi. I'm really good. Thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. I'm excited for today's episode, which I say on every episode, but I am. Share with the audience all about yourself and what you do.
So hi, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Katie Colella, like Natalie said, and I am currently a certified business strategist and mentor and Facebook ads manager. And I'm all about helping women to grow their business, grow their list, get more leads and get more sales, which is the bottom line of obviously having a successful business. So yeah, really passionate about predominantly women in service-based businesses. I live in Wales, spend a lot of time in Spain. I'm a mum, stepmum, wife. So very, very busy. And I've been working for myself since I was about 18 with a couple of stints in employment in between. Mainly I've been running businesses since, 18, so well over 20 years now.
Amazing. What led you into the strategy side of things? And I guess it's Meta now, but the Facebook.
Yeah.
What led you into that?
I think for the Meta or Facebook ads side of things, it was completely self-taught in a previous business. So I was running a fairly successful e-com business with gifts and homeware. And it was a massive, massive part of my strategy. I didn't realize it at the time. It was kind of stumbled upon. And obviously Facebook at the time was saying, oh, run some ads. And I started off just boosting. And then thought, actually, I'm seeing a little bit of success with this. I was totally growing my business through using social media and growing an email list. So thought, okay, there's obviously something in this. So started to just completely self-taught myself ads and how to utilize the power to be able to grow the e-commerce business. And I knew what I spent, I could 10 times the return on the ad spend than on the sales that were coming in. So for me, it was really clear, the more I spent, as long as it was done in a strategic way, I could get more sales in. So like I said, that was completely, completely self-taught. I didn't realize the skills that I had at that time. I think I just kind of felt like I was still winging it in business. And I've always felt like that since I had the first business. And I hadn't realized how much over the years that I had kind of collected, I suppose, in terms of skills and experience and things. Obviously, I knew something. I'd started and sold a few businesses along the way. And then when I sold that business, I think it was 6 years ago now, I decided to start a service-based business because I wanted more time, kind of freedom and flexibility and more time for myself. And I felt like that was the right step to go. And at that time, I still didn't think I was a particularly strategic person. I still felt like I was winging it. And then realized that I had all these skills that actually I could transfer into helping other women in business. And then realized that actually, you know, ads specifically and building email lists and being visible were all just part of this bigger picture of a bigger strategy of growing a successful business. And that's where I started to get deeper into that. And then a couple of year or so ago, decided to actually kind of put a bit of a tick on it, I guess, in terms of doing a certified strategist program so that I could actually say, well, yeah, I do know what I'm talking about. And I think it gave me more confidence to say, yeah, I have been doing this a long time and I do know some stuff. I definitely went deeper into that kind of strategy element of business.
It's fascinating. You're spinning so many plates. So like you said, you know, stepmom, wife, everything as well. It's a sonar. You're right. There is a lot of that is the mindset coming in there as well, isn't it? Which is often what I'll talk about in private, but also business peers and people like yourself and these kind of conversations that you come across as very resilient, perseverance, but also that you've had that awareness to say, actually, I have got this skill, this knowledge base, and I can help people with what I've got. And I work with so many clients since I'm like, you're not a newbie. This isn't like you've just come out of uni and you get your first job. Like, you've got so much. You've got a wealth of experience and knowledge that you can share. Very much my own journey as well, where I had to work of, actually, I've done 20 years in the corporate world. What's going on? Yeah. And all of those different roles and that expansive, you know, leadership, operational roles, you bring it all together. And like you, I've done the certified accreditation for strategy because it just kind of, this is like that nice little bow, isn't it? It's like,
it is.
Got in the eyes and it's like, I've got that, and it gives you that extra boost and belief and confidence, and I think that's important. And I think credibility is underplayed a lot of the time with people as well, about like, we know what we're doing here. But what I again took from when I was looking through your website before this is that, and something that I spoke to you about, was you also are honest and transparent enough to talk about the fact like, this isn't, you know, it's not going to suddenly be like overnight success, and it's not going to be suddenly like you speak of the returns there, but it's not going to be that for everybody. And I think that's so important when building a business, because we seem to live in this world, especially with online, like it can happen tomorrow. Still, we're still in that world. And I think the landscape of business, and that's where I talk about success a lot, it's changed, and it's changing even more about,
absolutely,
you know, like you just said, like, what do you want your business to be? What do you, what kind of lifestyle? You mentioned about freedom, financial freedom, like what do you want? And those foundations, and that's what we would both love about strategies. You have to get all of those concrete and in place to be able to build a strong long-term business.
Yeah, absolutely. Something I'm really passionate about, because I've been in this, I suppose I've been in the business world for like ever. However, the online side of it is very, very different. And it does put you sometimes into what can feel like its own little microclimate, I guess, in terms of the stuff that's being rammed down your throat and the stuff that becomes almost the norm. And I think sometimes we see all seven figure this, seven figure that, and we start to think, oh, are we successful if we're not doing these certain things, especially for me, financial goals, I think. And you have to take a step back from that, because actually, does that make me or you or anyone else any less successful if you're not hitting seven figures or eight figures? And it absolutely doesn't. It's what success means to you. And that was a massive, massive learn. I'm doing a couple of talks this year at some events, and I was starting to write my little talk last night. And it's something that features really heavily in that, is about success being what's important to you, not what everyone else necessarily deems it as. And that goes right back, like for me with GCSEs and thinking what was deemed as successful by, you know, the ideas and norms we put on ourselves, and also the societal norms that are put on us. And I had all B's at GCSE, and I felt like a huge failure because I didn't have one A. I was absolutely, you know, properly devastated at 16, thinking I'd failed. And it's gone through a little bit through life, thinking that I hadn't reached a certain level, that I wasn't necessarily successful. And it was only when I sold the last business that was e-com, and it was taking over my life completely. And on paper, it was, yeah, successful. It was multi-six figure. It had a really high profit margin. It was doing really, really well. But what people didn't see was that it was taking over my life. The reason I had started it was to have time with my young children at the time. And okay, I could still manage to do all the pickups and everything, but as soon as they were in bed, I was working again till late. I was starting early. It was taking over my life, and it wasn't what I wanted from a business. It was certainly wasn't why I started. So when I went into this business, it was really important to me that I stuck to more boundaries, which isn't, you know, ongoing, obviously, a topic that's huge. And that's a whole topic in itself, but it's something that I'm hugely, hugely passionate about. Is I know what I'm achieving at the moment is my version of success. I'm able to have a lot of freedom and flexibility. I travel quite a lot. I'm always there for my family. I work with who I want, mainly, when I want, mainly, where I want, mainly. You know, yes, obviously there's a compromise to that, but it's a lot of a nicer kind of balance to life than what I had in the previous e-commerce business that on paper looked the most successful. So I think it's really, really important to get clear what success is to you. And before I went VAT registered with this business, it was huge for me because I'd been VAT registered in previous businesses. And I think I had a bit of a block around that. I didn't want to go VAT registered again because I felt that was another layer of money going out, more pressure. I felt like I had to smash past the VAT threshold. And it was a huge, huge thing that kind of kept me maybe a little bit smaller, but actually I was taking good money. I was working probably certainly not full-time hours. I was still able to have the freedom and flexibility. So for me going VAT registered, it was that trade-off again of leveling up a little bit, but also not to the extent that it impacted the life that I had, because actually I was loving life. I had what I wanted. So yeah, real bee in my bonnet about kind of, you know, what success is to you. And also, like you said, that it isn't this overnight success. What I'm doing now is an accumulation of probably bits of what I've learned since I was 18, having loads of different businesses.
Yeah. You're spot on with all of that. And also, like I said, there's so many variables for everybody, like the lifestyle you want, like you said, like how much do you want to work? Do you want more of a life where you want less and things as well? It's okay. And I think that what that's fueled by is, like you said, it's a lot around society's expectations, but it's also around a fear of judgment of things. And I sometimes say to people, I even had the conversation with my mum recently. I'm like, on who? Like, who are you putting this opinion of you on, or what, who's it mattering to? So, because it doesn't matter to you, but you're not doing it. I was like, what's going on? So it's really interesting. And again, I always say the term like slow down, speed up, just really thinking about the time of doing the work that we don't do in the younger years of education. It is the most important stuff. Like we know with the foundational side, like what's important to you, like you shared, that's where strategists and support can always come in to help you, is like you have to identify those pieces before you even look at really starting and building and growing a business, because I do believe those come back straight away, and those gaps are huge if you don't really work through them. What's the I want to talk about Facebook ads, because I think it's so important. I worked with somebody recently and they were like, I'm just gonna do Facebook ads. I pay someone £400, it's a day, and they're gonna have it all smashed out. And I was like, they said, but I can't afford anything more. And I was like, you're seeing it as a cost, not an investment, for one. But also, you're just seeing that overnight part. You're not learning it. I said, do you want it done for you? What? Like, have you found it's really helped in terms of build and grow businesses, and especially the last year, because lots of people are just jumping on a bandwagon to do next thing or something that's really popular. How has this really helped you grow your business, but also grow other people's businesses with Facebook ads?
Definitely the long-term strategy, and I'm seeing now this last kind of 18 months, there's definitely been a shift in the way business and launching and the things that, the way things are going. People need more touch points. They need more nurture. More than ever, they need more us. So there's always going to be a place for all the automations and everything that's going in the back end 100%. That's not going anywhere. However, they also need kind of more of us. So Facebook ads, I think they're going to become more of a norm and acceptability. Whereas years ago, we could put out some organic content. And it reached, I remember moaning when my organic content fell to like 16%. I'd give anything for 16% organic now. It just doesn't happen. So I think we need to start building in this marketing budget and investment for some, whether it is Facebook ads, whether it's, and when I say Facebook, obviously I mean Meta. So Facebook and Instagram, whether it's TikTok, whether it's YouTube, whatever, we need to start thinking about that investment and having that budget for our businesses. We can't expect our businesses to grow. Not saying organic isn't great. Absolutely, it's one part of the strategy. And when I talk about ads, I never, ever, ever think there's one size fits all. I don't think they're a magic wand at all. I think they're part of a bigger strategy, and I think they're amazingly powerful when done correctly. Some of the pitfalls that I see all the time are people expecting that magic wand and the overnight success and almost investing in maybe a month and then not necessarily having that investment to go forward or almost like relying on something happening straight away so they can continue to invest. I would rather you save so you've got the investment for 3 months to be able to give something a really good test of 3 months to see what is working and what isn't. Yes, sometimes you can turn some ads on and they can go gold straight away. It isn't always the case. It's normally not the case. It's normally lots and lots of testing, patience. There's so many variables. There's the offer, the audience, the business itself, the targeting, the objective. There's so many variables to ads that people underestimate how many different things there are that we can test. So giving it 3 months minimum, I would say, is really important, and then using that data to make data-driven decisions going forward and seeing what is and isn't working, and also not necessarily giving up. What a lot of people tend to do is boost a post, which I would not recommend. Boost a post for say £50, and then they'll get on a call with me and they say, yeah, they don't work for me. And I say, okay, so what have you tried? And they say, well, I stuck £50 on a boosted post and I didn't get anything. And my question is like, what did you expect? Like, there isn't really much you can do around a boosted post. There isn't many demographics or things you can test. I'm not quite sure what you expected to get out of that. This is why ads managers exist, because it can be a full-time job, literally. And if you don't know what you're doing, absolutely you can run them in-house, and absolutely people can learn how to run ads without a doubt. But they do take up a lot of your time. And you do need to have that skill. I wouldn't dabble, and that's something else I hear people saying all the time is, oh, I'm gonna have a dabble in ads. I'm, oh, okay, I wouldn't dabble. Go and learn. If you want to learn or you haven't got the investment to outsource, that's absolutely fine. Get a course, and learn. Actually, sometimes you have to just get in the trenches and do these things yourself, especially early on in business. If you haven't got the investment to outsource to an ads manager, that's absolutely fine. But please go and learn and get the skills to do them correctly, because without a doubt, you will be wasting your money. So yeah,
It's
there's lots of kind of, pitfalls that people
there
go
is, but
down.
it's such wise advice, and I'm always mindful of that because it sits and sits with me. I'm like, yeah, but it does. It's all strategy based as well, which I love. But it's the part that I get very frustrated sometimes. I'm not going to lie. People are like, I can do it. And I see I've come from a very strong coaching background too. And I mentor for a coaching establishment. And I see sometimes some posts and things. It's like, just realized I think I need some help. I'm a year in. I'm like, but like I've had to really work through it a bit. And like, why do I find it quite insulting when I've invested like thousands in mentors, masterminds, I will. And now I'm in a place more now that I've done a good couple of years of strong masterminds, have a very good one-to-one strategist right now. But I'm recognizing now to change the game and move the needle in very different ways of the business is that one, I want to look at my corporate pipeline and stream because that's what I did and I'm ready to go back into there. Whereas the last 2 years I haven't mentally been ready. I was like, I need a break for a bit where I can just actually understand my emotions, how I feel about it. It wasn't the easiest way of leaving in a business. So I've wanted to enjoy this space and now I'm in a more confident way to go back into that. But that's where I'm now able, like you say, and it's so important. I think that's a shift that it's okay not to have the investment or it not to be a priority. And I'll often say to people that don't often say like you haven't got the money because if your phone broke today, you'd probably go and find the money to get new ice or whatever you needed. You would. Like that's often, it's just how we are.
Yeah, just priority.
So, yeah, so I tend to say like it's just not a priority right now. And as people, I want to do some great work, and like I know your work's incredible from who I've seen it through testimonials, and I can do my due diligence as well, and hence having a conversation with you today. But it's like it's just at the moment I'm doing corporate, then I'm looking at doing PR, then I'm looking at doing that, and it's like 2 years ago I'd have been like do it all now, and it's like you can't, you just have to slow things down in business. That's okay. And it's just knowing and meeting yourself where you're at with that. And that's where you say, again, I really think the successful businesses this year are the ones and onwards, are the ones that have the ability to slow things down and look at this is where I want to be.
Yeah.
This is what I'm focusing on right now. This is like I do. Like, I was like, I want to give where I'm working with someone in corporate this month. I know that's 6 months plus at least, right? In my head, I'm like, I know what that will look like. And so I'm like, there's nothing then happening in that 6 months just for that time frame, unless magical happens. But that's what my focus is. And I think that that's the point there. The word focus is just missed from so many businesses right now. And if they could have that focus, like you're saying, if you're going to go all into it, don't dilly dabble and try it or reboost and all that. Like, listen to the people who have the gaps that you've got in knowledge and experience.
Absolutely.
And do what they're telling you to do. Don't always think you know better because you probably don't.
And there's so many, you know, we all know visibility is key. We all know we have to be visible to build a successful business, but it's choosing.
It's a buzzword at the minute right now, though, isn't it? It's like
everything. I haven't even, it's always around me anyway.
And I say to them, I'm like, what's the strategy? Like, what's the strategy with visibility?
What are you using? Yeah, exactly. And you have to know what methods, what visibility. It's not just like, oh, shit, what am I doing today? I've just rocked up today. Where am I going to show up? You know, having that strategy around ways in which you are being visible. So like I said, one of mine has always been I wanted to do some public speaking. I'm also absolutely petrified of public speaking, so it's like my nemesis, but I also have something that I really really want to try and push. So for me this year it's like, right, okay, I really would like to get on a couple of stages. Okay, that's happening, we hope, with a glass of wine on hand probably, but yeah, you know, it's something that I want to add to my visibility layers because I know it's going to help me get out there and show up as me. Whether that is podcasting, you know, one of your visibility layers, if you like, and ways that you're showing up. But you have to have, the strategy around each of those individually and then together. And if ads is part of that, great. If it's not, okay, put a pin in it and make it part of the, you know, quarter four. Make it part of next year. If you've got that in your sights to use ads, that's fine, but don't jump in when you're not quite ready for it. And also, actually, while we're on that topic, if there's a couple of things you're going to do if you are planning on using ads, there's a couple of things you can do right now to just get yourself ready for that. Make sure you've got a business manager set up. Make sure you go in and set a pixel, which is now being renamed as a data set, and get that data set anywhere you are collecting traffic. So you are starting to see that pixel or data set and collect data. So when you are ready to use ads going forward, even if it's a year's time, you've got some data on that pixel that you can then reuse either for retargeting or to create lookalike audiences, or you've got it already. So you can make these steps. Make sure you've got your nurture and your funnel set up, which I think should be kind of like step A when starting a business. Collect email addresses and names. Can't kind of push that strong enough. I think it's something that people forget to do. And they get to a year or two in and they're like, oh, I really need to start building an email list. That should literally be like day one if you can, because It's the only thing we own. So it's really, really important to try and start that. And even
Yeah.
if you're not at the stage where you can use ads to boost and help that, then do it organically. Fine, or the other your other visibility strategies, but make sure you do start to collect names and email addresses and have that nurture, have that follow-up. I've done it myself years ago, collected names and email addresses and then not really had the follow-up, been too busy and not had the strategy in place for email marketing, and then just lost a whole kind of list. It's a waste of money, especially if you're spending money or time to gather those names and emails.
And that's really useful to share, because it's the same with anything, isn't it? Like where you're talking about the visibility, and you'll love speaking. Like I'm ridiculously confident, so it's not fazed me speaking, unfortunately. Some ways I want it
Rich.
to. I want to feel a bit more nervous. When I wrote Danny Wallace last year, I was like, I want to feel more nervous. But it's like you said, it's good for you. But people, you have wisdom that people need right now. So
Yep.
you holding it back. I often think when I say to people that they don't do sales, I'm like, look at it and reframe it that it's selfish that you're not sharing it with them then,
Yeah.
when it can change their life and transform where they're at and where they want to be. That's incredible to have that to help people. So you'll love it. You'll love it. But
Hopefully.
the part's coming today, yeah. But even there, all those strategies, and the same with the how I'm. I see a Facebook ads is where are you taking people to, and then
Yeah.
what the next skill set? Because I often say to people, like, you need to sell, like you say, like you need to have the funnel as basic.
Yeah.
You need to, please have an email list. Like I keep also saying that, and it's just very frustrating when people don't, for whatever fears I think it is. But having that, and then knowing like where you're taking people, and then what
Yes.
you want them to do, and take action, and things like that—that's the next step. It's so important, because otherwise, that's where people, I think, as well, feel that something's not worked. It's like, but you haven't done the next part, or you haven't got those the sown a seed in all the places of things,
Yes.
and it's so important, right?
Absolutely. If you haven't got the process in place and the journey, and you don't know the journey and the follow-up and the steps that people are taking, you haven't got the destination in mind. So yeah, absolutely. It's not just having that end game, it's knowing how they get there as well and taking them through that process and that journey with you.
If you were to define success, then I know you shared a bit earlier around the lifestyle piece, the working all the hours as such. What's your kind of definition of success?
It's probably just literally being happy in what you're doing. We all hear about people on their deathbed and elderly people, and
Yeah.
they don't regret the things that they haven't. Well, which way is it? I'm going to get this wrong, aren't I? I'm going to sew myself up here. But yeah, they regret the things they haven't done,
Yeah.
and they regret the time they haven't spent with family and friends. They never kind of go, "Oh, wish I kind of worked more," and things like that. So I think it's having that freedom and flexibility, like my biggest kind of values. And for me, that there's lots of different parts of that freedom, I guess. Like I said, being working, doing something I absolutely adore, feeling quite passionate about who and where I help. And seeing, being part of that journey, I absolutely love kind of being an intrinsic part of people's business growth, I think. But also having that time to have the freedom and flexibility with my children, with my family and friends, to be able to do something I love, still earn good money from that, but a way that isn't getting me stressed. I'm loving life. I'm being able to have the flexibility to be able to travel and do the things that I enjoy. So I think the bottom line is just happiness. And that to me is success. It's not necessarily it has to be like a monetary value put on it. Obviously, we all need to pay our bills. And yes, for freedom, money absolutely goes hand in hand with freedom. And I'm not under kind of valuing people who want to get to, a million or whatever the figure is. That's absolutely fine. And I find it hugely inspirational. But I don't think it needs to be the be all and end all for absolutely everybody. It needs to be what that is for you.
Yeah, I was listening, I've heard it before, but I was listening to something the other day, and I was saying about you can kind of hit, I think it's between the 70 to 100K, and like it doesn't actually, like you don't get any happier.
Yeah.
And it is important
I
that
was
you get.
reading something similar actually recently.
There it is.
Really
What have been some of
interesting.
your biggest challenges the last few years around business?
Ooh. Biggest challenges. I think, like I said, for me, going back registered was huge. And for some people, it's just nothing. Some people go straight away. And I think I did have some blocks because of previous businesses. So for me, that was absolutely huge because I was absolutely scared shitless that that was going to hold me back, that it was going to restrict my life, that it was going to take away this freedom, that it was going to change everything, that I'd lose my clients. It was really, really huge. Massive, massive step for me. So I think maybe that was a huge issue. Going forward, it's obviously going to be the speaking thing. It's going to be the biggest challenge and putting myself out there, because I think I have been I'm quite happy sitting in my comfort zone. I'm playing probably a little bit small, and I'm quite happy doing that. So that's a challenge for me, kind of pushing past that and owning a little bit more the skills that I have. So maybe that goes back to a bit of mindset, which is always going to be at play. And I know that's kind of an ongoing thing. Because in previous businesses with e-commerce, where you weren't in this online business bubble, the whole mindset conversation didn't really exist because you were much more on your own. So it was very much, I came into the online world and was like, whoa, what is all this mindset stuff and self-development? I just hadn't really come across it in my personal life, and it wasn't something you came across in the business world with that type style of business. So it was something that was quite new to me. I think that's something that's ongoing as well, always kind of thinking about working on myself, because I can now see reflecting back to previous businesses, sometimes it was my mindset falling out of love with a business that was then affecting maybe the sales and the way that business was performing. Where at the time I kind of thought, oh, sales were a little bit down, then that's irritating me and frustrating me. Now I can kind of reflect and see that was probably the other way around.
Yeah, and that's why everything's always such a learning, isn't it? Like people like they
Yes.
fear failure so much, but it's like, but failure is your step to success. I know
Yeah.
Arianna Huffington talks about that a lot in her book, and she also talks about what we were alluding to earlier, where we said about she spoke about Steve Jobs, I think, who said like you can have an amazing PowerPoint, but nobody goes to your funeral and says he did an amazing PowerPoint. They just don't talk about you in that way. So like to find these things for yourself in terms of happiness and thriving business, all those things, because it's important. But I absolutely concur with the mindset. It is, I've just done a course on money mindset of clients, because I was like, I talk about this with every client, but I don't want it to be my thing. And it was something I had to write through with my strategies. Was like, what how do I get rid of that as such, but have it as an important thing, because I can help people on it, because like you, I do my own work, and you're absolutely spot on. Like that's never going away, and it's never overnight. It's always going to be there, and it's new level, new devil. You'll get to, like you say, exactly that threshold bit of the tax, and it's seven, eight figures, whatever it is. Or it's, I remember the one for me was hitting the corporate salary, but then the corporate salary and the bonus. And I was like, what's going on? And it's ridiculous. And it holds you back, and you self-sabotaging habits that you don't even realize you're doing. So these things, like you
Absolutely.
say, they have a major impact in your business, but they're also like, it's to normalize those as well, to feel that
Yes.
okay to feel uncomfortable with that. But then this is what you go and do, and you are proactive to change that. It's so important. So thank you for sharing those, because I think like it resonates and it is important. And then the more people talk about these things, like we know, the more it becomes more normalized. And it's important for businesses to know that isn't their get out of jail, like I'm done, I'm quitting, like don't do that. And they actually quitting and failing is not a bad thing anyway. It's back to then, like what do you want? So important.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think with the last business after I sold it, for a long while, I felt like such a failure. Like I felt like I'd given up, and I was always one of these people who doesn't like to walk away from things. And I felt like I'd walked away, I'd given up, I chucked the towel in, and I was like, oh, I've really failed. And I remember my stepson saying to me, in all complete, childhood innocence, oh, do you feel like you failed by, selling the business? And I remember sitting there going, no, biting his head off. But actually, it's exactly how I felt. And it took me a long while to realize it was absolutely the best decision for me. But you don't necessarily know that at the time. And at the time when these more negative things happen, or things where you feel like, it's a real negative failure, it's not. And I know it's easy to say, oh, it's a learn. And at the time, you don't feel like that. But sometimes it takes time. And then you can reflect. And then you can see, actually, yes, for me, it was 100% the best decision. I just didn't feel it necessarily at the time.
That's, and that's important as well. And there was times when I look back and I don't regret staying for longer than I don't know, sometimes I think like it was my gift to leave the corporate world when I did. I didn't see it at the time, and I knew that, and it was hard and it was challenging, and I knew that the months ahead were going to be challenging, and I just need time and space. But sometimes you have to, again, you have to lean into that pain as well, and just and go through that to create something incredible on the other side of it as well.
Absolutely. You have to take risks. I think most of us as entrepreneurs are probably more risk-taking kind of individuals anyway, because we're trying to do the thing for ourselves, so naturally. But yeah, there is a series of risks. And I think anything you try in business is a series of testing different things. Anything we do, that's whether that's ads, whether it's any part of the strategy, we can have strategies around things. We're only trying them. Some of them will work and we'll go forward with them. Some of them won't work. We might try something else. So it's just testing, really, all the time.
I definitely downplayed that when I left the corporate world, was that I take big risks and you have to adjust yourself to that because not everybody does. And therefore you compare and you think, well, why don't you? And it's like, it's not as easy, or it's not even about easiness, but people just don't, and they need more support in those taking those steps.
Yeah.
And you mentioned a bit around obviously the speaking part as well, and sharing your skills and knowledge. What do you feel as well that you kind of downplay in your strengths as an entrepreneur?
I think just the amount of experience that I've had and doing all the different things. So I've had businesses in, like I said, product, offline, online, service base. So I've kind of dabbled. See, I'm using the word dabbled. I'm downplaying naturally just in the words that I'm choosing. I've built successful businesses, or learned certainly at least from all of those different businesses. You know, I've done it, been doing it for a long time. And I think I downplay sometimes the amount that my importance on each of those businesses is. 100%. We know people buy people. We all know that, and we all say it, but it's so important. And each of my businesses, and it is just me in this business, but previous businesses, if you took me out of even, I had a sandwich bar, was my first business at 18. If I wasn't there for a week and I went on holiday, people would buy less sandwiches. Now, how can you even get your head around that? Like, people came every single day for the same baguette. Yet, if I wasn't there, that taken to be down, you know, I'd have less income. And even in a tiny business like that, it was evident to see. So I think, yeah, I've definitely kind of underplayed how much the importance of my role in each of those businesses is.
Yeah, that's really important. And I like it because it links into what I think in some of the work I do with clients is that level of communication and demonstrates you're a people person. Can't always buy those skills. You have to really work on those.
Very true. It is very true. Yeah, definitely.
What's exciting that's coming up for you this year?
I've got a lovely little photo shoot to look forward to, which I've been putting off for years.
Have
I
you?
Was waiting on the elusive losing that extra stone, which I've accepted is probably isn't going to happen right now. So I'm looking forward to that. And like I said, I've got a couple of events. I've just got some great collaborations coming up with some amazing people that I'm just really excited about. And I feel, you know, when you have that fizzy kind of electric tingle around opportunities.
Yeah.
That's how I feel at the moment. Like there's lots kind of fizzing away. So I'm really, really excited about lots of different things. And some of them, I don't even know what they are, but I just have this feeling, not in a woo way, just in a feeling it way. Like I've been around long enough, gut feeling maybe that something, lots of different, maybe, I don't know, but something big's going to happen.
You, it's a great conversation, and I love that lots of bounces off, and I'm like, yeah, that's a bit of me. And
yeah,
you trust yourself, and that's important in business too, and you're going for it, you're creating, like you say there, opportunities for more things when you see what happens. And I always think that when one door closes, and it's like, I just see the art of the possible, it's like, well, another will open, and what's
absolutely massive believer. And it's been I think the longer you're in business, you see it, don't you? I think it happens once or twice and you just think, oh, it's just a coincidence, and then all of a sudden you get to trust yourself, like you said. And if there's a month or two when things are a little bit quieter to in business, you get to trust in the process a little bit more and know that it'll all be good in the end, and things will come. The longer you've been in business, you know there's things you need to put in place absolutely to make those things happen, but you do trust in yourself a little bit more and go with that gut feeling.
Where can people connect with you?
I'm Katie Clella, or Katie Clella Social, pretty much everywhere. So Instagram and Facebook, probably my main platforms. And my website is katieclellasocial.co.uk. I'm pretty easy to find because there's not many Clellas around.
No, thank you for sharing that. It's been great to hear, and really, again, shows bits on success, the conversations, the things that I like hearing about with challenges, because it's important to see. But and also, like you've just shared there, like starting off with a sandwich bar, like, and then your growth and everything. It's not just that we're suddenly just new to this, and we've got so much we can pull and help people on. So all the best with your speaking. You'll be amazing.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy it as well. I always say it to people, I was like, just enjoy the moment. Like it's good to do, isn't it? And you'll learn, you'll still come off a stage and just think, shit, I didn't say that.
I can only learn. I just keep thinking, just get through the first one, and then the next one's not till later on this year. So I got time, but the first one, I what's the worst that can happen? You know, I just keep thinking,
well, like, I used
it's
to
relatable, if nothing
that.
else.
Yeah. And I said that once on like a networking event, and it was all talking around confidence. And I said, like, what is the worst that can happen? And I was like, well, yes, but also then can you deal with the consequences, things like that? And I was like, well, the worst that could happen is probably me falling over or me forgetting stuff. And then what do? You just go completely forgotten. I went off on a complete tangent, but I pulled it round. I knew it enough. And I think there can be a balance of overdoing things and just, again, trusting yourself with what you know, and just talking about that is so important. And
Exactly. And I
also,
think, sorry, carry on.
know that people are often there at places they want the best out of you, and that's so important as well. Like we would for anyone else, right? We
Yes,
want to see
exactly
people
that.
be successful.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Literally, when I'm sat in an audience and I'm watching someone, and if you can see they're a little bit nervous, or they tell you, I'm just rooting for them because it's so relatable. Because I'm always like, oh, I couldn't do it, or it scares me. So yeah, there's always going to be the people in the audience that you, number one, you're going to be raw and real, which is like so important, and you're going to be relatable. And yeah, so it's all good, all good.
Love that. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you've enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe to the show. And if you are interested in how we can work together to create the life and business that you love and success on your terms, I would love to hear from you.